Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good
Hi, this is
morning.
Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line. Her name's Leanne Doss.
Okay, good morning, Leanne. Thank you so much. You can go
Good
ahead and
morning.
transfer. Hi, good morning. My name is Courtney again, and this is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It's Leanne, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's L E A N N. How do you spell your first name?
Keep going, and then there's an E at the end.
L E E A N N E.
Correct.
All right. All right, Leanne, and this is your cell phone that I'm speaking to you on, 530-720-8333.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for confirming. If we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 area code, which is a direct line to my desk. I'll go
Okay.
ahead and I'll text you that phone number too, just so you have that number for future reasons. And
Okay.
so you did want to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, and you did not have an attorney at this time?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
You haven't signed any documents with
Oh,
any other law.
no.
Okay, perfect. And then, Leanne, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a little bit better. I did have the bout of chemo, and they gave me some steroids and pain meds, so I'm doing all right.
Okay. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was a B cell.
Okay. Do you know what type of B cell? If you don't, it's not a big deal. I just want to.
No, that I don't.
Okay. Like diffuse large B cell, or there's, I mean, there's multiple ones. So it's okay if you don't know the exact name.
Okay.
And I'm very sorry again to hear that. But I'm glad you're doing well. Did you get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's more than once, or was it only one diagnosis?
Just one because I was showing some weird signs, and so somebody brought it up, and so I thought I'd just go and get it checked, and that's what they told me. I don't know.
No, you did the right thing. Okay. And you are filing the claim on yourself or for yourself, correct?
Yes, for myself, yes.
Okay. What year were you diagnosed?
In 22?
2022. Okay. Do you know your
Yes, ma'am.
diagnosis? Do you know the diagnosis date?
It was August 15th,
August 15th.
I
Perfect.
believe. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present, and your diagnosis date was 8/15/2022.
22.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Were you spraying it at home, work, or both?
At home, so of course I was overdoing
Yeah.
it.
Do you still live at that residence, or have you
Oh no,
since moved?
I've since moved, yeah.
Okay. Do you know that residence address that you lived at when you were spraying the Roundup?
It was 1835 6th Street.
Okay. And where's that located at?
Oroville, California.
Oh, okay. You're not that far from me.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm just in Southern California.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you guys have a lot of like farming and stuff up there, Oroville.
Yeah, we Orville has the big lake.
Yeah.
The dam, yeah. Actually, where I'm living right now in Biggs, we're known for rice.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. And then it's 95965 zip code.
For Orville, yes.
Okay. All right. And then did you have any other friends or family members, anyone else you know that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
No.
Okay. If you do
No,
come
but if
across
I
them,
do, okay.
give them our number and we can help them file a claim.
Okay.
What was your age at the time of diagnosis?
Oh, I was 43.
43. Okay. So you were between the ages of 18 and 79. A lot of the questions are repetitive. I do apologize ahead of time.
No worries.
I have to ask them exactly how they ask. just for legal reasons. You do have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And approximately how many years were you diagnosed, or how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Oh, probably about 10, 12 years. 10, 12, it was, yeah, about 10, 12 years.
When did you
I mean, because
start?
I've sprayed it at, previous homes as well.
Yeah,
I
I was
started
gonna.
like in April, like around April of probably 2010.
2010. Okay, so 12 years. So we'll put
Yeah.
April, like April, what time in April do you think?
Oh, well, beginning of April, like around April 1st,
Okay.
springtime, right when you're getting ready to start growing all your stuff.
Yeah, and then when did you stop using it in 2022?
In August, when they told me that that's what I had, that I had it.
Like the first, so like around August 1st, is that what you're saying?
Oh, it was August. I got diagnosed August 15th, so you could just call that my last day because once I found out that that's what the cause was,
Yeah. Okay.
I cut
And
myself off.
yeah, no, I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy, and they're still selling it. That's what I don't
No,
understand.
I don't understand either. I was at Home Depot. I'm in Southern California, but I was in Home Depot, and a guy with like, I have kids, but a guy with kids was buying it, you know? But it's crazy because my dad, I'm around the same age as you. My dad used it when I was a kid. It's like nobody knew, you know? So it's just,
That's everything, though.
yeah.
If you think about it, pretty much everything that they introduced to us in a couple of years, they're going to be get a hold of a lawyer if you have this, this, or that.
Yeah, I know. Were you spraying it for 10 days or more at a time?
No, I'd spray it like twice a week.
Okay, so twice a week. Yeah, so but that was for 10 days or more. So it would be
Oh, yeah.
for
Sorry.
consistently. I mean, saying you were spraying it how many months out of the year? Year
So it would
round?
be like say September, say or not September, sorry. Spring is what I meant to say. Spring and summertime. So spring usually is what, March?
Yeah, so from
So
March.
ending of March, beginning of April to like probably right just about now, in
October.
beginning of October, yeah.
Okay, so is it March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October? So 8 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, so 8 months out of the year, twice a week, puts you at 16. Yeah, that's about right. Okay, 16 times 12. Okay, I try to get an idea. 12. So you were spraying it for 12 years. You did say 10 days or more. This is your cell phone. You did confirm that. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do
Born
you
in Oakland.
have any of these illnesses? I'm just going to ask you real quick. HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes. Okay, lupus,
No.
Epstein-Barr.
What?
Epstein-Barr.
No, I've never even heard of it.
Hepatitis B or any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. And do you have any family history of cancer?
No. Well, my grandma had some kind of, I don't know if it ended up being cancer, but it was I don't know the name of it, but I do know the name Lynchens in it. And it's some kind of skin disease. They thought it was a skin cancer. I don't know what it really ended up being. So if it
Okay.
was, that would have been the closest.
Okay. I'll just put skin cancer as we're not aware,
There you
but
go. Yeah. It just wasn't melanoma.
okay.
Because
And
it
then,
attacks your genitals.
okay. Did you have to do any other type of chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And then, so non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was your first thing. Okay. So your first name was Leeanne.
Correct.
Okay, and then how do you spell your last name?
D as in David, OSS as in Sam.
Doss.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then did you have a suffix in your name? Junior,
No.
senior. Okay, and
No.
can you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Okay,
That's so
what is?
ridiculous.
I know I have to ask all of them, and you have to ask them exactly how they say it.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's so retarded. I don't know when the hell all of a sudden one person says something and the whole world just says like, "Oh my God," and they bow down to it.
I know,
Oh,
I
it
know.
drives me nuts.
What is your marital status at the time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And so you're not married at this time. And
No.
what is your date of birth?
4/20/79.
4/20/1979.
79, yes, ma'am. I know I keep forgetting the 19 part.
Okay. So I have April 20th, 1979. And then can you confirm your social for me?
556-650283.
All right. 556-650283.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then when did you first learn about the connection between the cancer and the Roundup? Was that when you got your diagnosis date or?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of having symptoms and somebody else brought it up. It was what made me even go get checked.
Okay. Symptoms
The
and you went to the hospital or went to your doctors.
doctor, yeah.
Okay.
And then that was the start of it. And then, yeah.
What would
I
you
had no
say that
idea.
what was that date you would say that like you finally had a an inkling? Was it the day you went to the doctors?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I don't even really know when it all started, honestly. I just know that when I got diagnosed. But now, what was the question exactly? Sorry,
It's
if you
just
could repeat it.
asking, yeah, it's when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to the Roundup? Like, was there a
Oh,
certain date?
while talking to the doctor, yes.
So 8/15
Yeah,
22.
22.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm. And I started feeling symptoms. And obviously, the doctor started doing different tests to figure out what was wrong.
Right, the blood, and he did blood work, and he also did a biopsy.
Okay. All right, perfect. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And then one second. Okay. What is your current height and weight?
I'm 5 foot and I believe I weigh 150.
Okay. And then I do have your primary phone number is 530-720-8333. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
In the evening.
Okay. Did you have an email you have access to?
Yes.
What is your email?
It's Lee, LEE88 DOS at Gmail.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And then, okay, so you said approximately how many times a month in a year did you use Roundup? You said you used it twice a week for
I think we said it was like
16,
8 or 9 months.
16, yeah, 16. Hold on a second. Oops. Yeah, it was 8 months out of the year. You were doing it twice a month, so it's 16. And you did spray Roundup for a full year before diagnosis, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And
Many
then,
years before diagnosis.
okay. Yeah, but you sprayed it up till 2022, so you've sprayed it for a full year before you were diagnosed. And
Yes.
then your diagnosis date, you when you started using the Roundup, you said was 4/1/2010.
Yes.
And then approximately stopped using Roundup on 8/15/2022.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, why did you stop using the Roundup?
Because of my diagnosis, I found out
Yeah.
about it. I said, I don't think so no more. But like I said, it shocks me that they're still selling it in Home Depot. Yes, they are very
Yeah.
guilty.
Yeah. And you were applying this seasonally, yearly, monthly. You were doing it monthly.
Monthly, yeah.
How were you applying?
Weekly, actually.
Yeah, I know
Spraying
that's,
it.
I know weekly is not an option. It should be on there. But how were you applying it? Did you use like a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor and hose?
Hand sprayer.
Okay. Did you ever wear any type of protective gear?
No.
Okay.
That would be the smart thing to do.
And then how did you apply it? Like, in what type of area was it applied? Like, was this around
Like,
property line?
yeah, around my house, all around my house, in my front yard and in my backyard, anywhere where there was weeds.
Front and backyard. Do you have like a garden or anything front and backyard?
Yeah, well, no, I had rose bushes and stuff, so I would
Yeah.
around the rose bushes,
And this was in the state of California, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was your exposure? What was your exposure? It was for residential use, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Not occupational or agricultural. Okay. How did you
No, residential.
How were you first exposed to Roundup? You were directly exposed, correct?
Yes, I mixed it myself. That way I can make it a little stronger. Smart move.
So you were, what type of, you were using concentrate, not premixed?
Right, yeah. Just some little pump containers where you mix it.
Yeah. Okay. So you were directly exposed
Yes.
and you did spray Roundup personally, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You were exposed every time, or how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Every time?
Every time.
Okay.
Yeah. And because it's summertime and it's so flipping hot in California, I usually hardly have any clothes on. So, I mean, I got a lot of skin exposure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're out there just spraying it. Okay. So
Yep.
12, 16. All right. So, how many exposures in your lifetime? It's approximately 192 exposures, give or take,
Yeah,
in your
easy.
lifetime. Okay. And then,
Okay, yeah.
do you live by a water well or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Agent Orange, benzene?
I don't know, honestly. Probably. I mean, I live out where all the farming's been, so most likely.
Do you want me to confirm yes or no on the benzenes and
Oh.
Agent Orange?
I don't really know, honestly.
Okay, so I'll put no.
No, okay.
And then what type of Roundup you were was being used? It was
It
concentrate,
was the
not pre.
concentrate, yeah.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it at? Were you getting it at like Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Which Home
Homey
Depot?
Depot in Orville.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. And is that the one on 215 Third Avenue, sorry, Third Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any purchases of like pictures, proof of purchases, credit card receipts, or anything like that of when you bought it or?
No, because I wasn't thinking that I was going to get sick from it, so I didn't keep anything.
Okay.
Because I don't keep receipts, they're just garbage.
Yeah, but do you have like any type of credit card statements or anything you could show or pictures of it?
No, most of the time I pay with cash.
Okay. And then so no proof of picture, no proof, and you don't have receipts, you said. Do you still have that
No.
possession in your home, like in your garage? Do you have any empty containers or anything?
No, because I got diagnosed in 22 and I've moved since and I just threw all that stuff away.
Okay. Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Approximately how many years have you smoked?
20.
Okay. And then, are you currently employed?
Right now, at this moment, no.
Okay. Did you lose work because of your related issues and conditions of
No.
treatment? You never lost any work
No.
because of chemo?
Not
Okay.
because of chemo, no.
Okay.
No, I was already out of work. I was
Okay.
already out of work because,
Okay.
yeah, so.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other lawsuits, like any involved any other lawsuits at this time?
No.
Filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. And filed for bankruptcy?
I did a long time ago, but it's already off my credit report.
What year was it?
I think it was 2007.
Okay. And then that was in Oroville Courts, or what's the courthouse up there?
No, it was in Reading, actually.
Okay, and it was already discharged? Okay.
It was already done its time on my credit report and everything. It's already gone.
2007, and it was in Reading Courthouse. Hold
And
on.
it's like, yes, that's right, because then it was off my report 2017, I think.
17 or
Oh, wait a minute. That's when it would have been off my credit report, but it would, yeah. I think in 2007, I think. No, I'm a
2007.
liar. I'm a liar. It was 2012. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. So 2012 is when it
2012.
was discharged.
Right, when I went to court, yeah.
Okay.
And
And
they said
it's
no more.
actually Shasta County Superior Court, right? In Reading?
Oh, Shasta. Yes,
Okay.
you're right.
I just want to
But
make sure.
yeah, it's in Reading. You're right.
Perfect. Okay. I'll just put NA. Convicted of any crimes?
Yes, when I was 19, I had a child endangerment. My
Okay.
daughter ate some weed, and I didn't know it. I rushed her to the hospital. That's what they told me.
Isn't it crazy? And now that's legal in
Yeah, and that's the thing that I want to find, because technically it shouldn't even been on my record then, because it's not really harmful. You'll be messed up for a while, but it's not going to
Yeah.
hurt you.
When was that in? What year?
That was, let me see, I was 19, so I think 2000. They were born in 97. They were 15 months old. So 98? 98?
Okay, in 1998.
Yeah, I
I just
think
put
so.
child labor
98.
1980. Okay. And then who is your diagnosing physician? Like, who's your doctor that you went to for your oncologist
For the lymphoma?
radiologist?
Oh, it was Dr. Aaron Rosenberg. Rosenberg. Okay.
Hold on, let's see. Is it AARON?
Yes. I don't get either.
I don't know.
Aaron.
And then he's in, was he in Oroville?
Chico.
Yeah, I found him. He's like pretty young.
Yeah, he's our age. My age, I believe. I didn't think he was quite my age, but
Did you do a bone transplant?
no.
Okay, hold on. That's like what he, that's what he like, hold on. Did you go to UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center?
No.
Okay, let me make sure, because he's like contracted with a bunch of places. Here we go, oncology. All right, I just need to get his office address. All right. And then his phone number. All right. And then how did the diagnosis of lymphoma impact your life?
It was pretty devastating. But I was already not working, so I didn't lose my job. But scary.
Yeah.
But
How many
make you think things through a little bit differently.
emotional and physical fear of like the outcome, struggle with daily tasks.
Yeah,
How
well,
was
yeah, the breathing part, that's for sure.
okay, not being able to breathe.
Yeah, trying to, get winded faster.
Being constantly, so yeah, being winded.
Just doing regular normal house chores.
Yeah, struggled with daily task, loss of ability be a productive person, feeling of anxiety, distress, depression, loneliness, constantly being sick.
Yes.
And then you do have medical records, right, to show cancer and that so
I
forth?
don't have them, but I can get them.
Okay. All right. And then what was, yeah, what was your, hold on, what was your, the hospital that you went to?
Enloe, ENLOE, Regional Cancer Center.
ENELOE.
ENLOE.
Regional Cancer Center. All right, in Chico.
Yes.
I found it.
Off of
And that's at,
Cohasset.
yeah, Cohasset. Yep, I found it. All right. And is that the hospital too? Is that what it's called?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And let's make sure this is his. Hold on a second. This guy's like an overachiever. Hold on. Dude, he's got so much stuff. I can't even find his address or what he's at.
I got every degree known to man.
Well, he has a, he's like a professor too. What the heck? When do you have time?
Right? That's what some people amaze me. Yeah. Do you sleep really? I call
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah. Probably prescribing himself meds. All right.
Right? Yeah, and then they'll be the first ones to teach you, treat you like crap, even though they helped shove that stuff down your throat first.
What is what was that date of treatment? When did you start your cancer treatment? Did you undergo radiation, chemo, immunotherapy, pain management? Like when did you start? I know you got diagnosed on the 15th. Did you start immediately?
I think so. It was pretty quick afterwards.
What would you say that date was? You kind of have like a rough, I gotta put a date of treatment.
Oh, actually, it was in September 12th.
September 12th. Okay. 9, 12, 2022. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have to have surgery or did you just do chemo,
I
immunotherapy?
just did the chemo. I'm not even sure if I'm out of the clear or anything.
Okay. And then did you, what's your primary, what's your current mailing address at this time? We're
My
almost done.
okay, so I have a PO box because my town that I live in is actually so tiny that they don't bother delivering to the houses.
Yeah, what is it?
So it's PO Box 108, Biggs, California, at 95917.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, the last guy, he just wasn't getting it, so I had to just give him, they have another way for us to give it to somebody, and then they just
So
put it in the post office.
PO Box 108 Biggs.
108. Biggs, Biggs.
Let's see if this pops populates. Sometimes it doesn't populate, that's why.
Yeah, there's only like 1,900 people in this town, so.
Biggs, California. What's the what is
Zip?
the no, yeah, what's the zip code?
95917.
Okay, it's okay. Hold on, I'm just gonna write it. Okay, so PO Box 108, Biggs, Biggs,
Yes.
California. And then you said, what's the zip code
959
again?
17.
Okay, I think it's just because it's a, I think it's just because it's a PO Box. Hold on one second. Let me ask for something. Hold on.
Okay, well, you can put my street address in there and then just add the 108 at the end, and they'll put it in the PO box.
What's your street address?
It's 445, and I think it's a Lute,
Hold on one second. Hold on.
ALEUT.
Hold on
Okay.
one second, because I don't want to lose this, what you just gave me. So hold on. Okay. Say it one more time.
445, a Lute, ALEUT Street.
Biggs, California. That came up. Nine
Oh,
five
the
nine
PO
one
box
seven.
itself wasn't? Yeah, I get it.
I'll put both of them just so they have them.
Okay.
Just so like yeah, so they have both of them
Yeah,
because
like
I don't
in the
want you
second
to.
line.
Yeah, it's just so you don't get it added in the Butte County. I added it in the additional notes that you have that PO box. Receive, like you receive mail here.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate to happen to you, Leanne. It's basically just helps with precautions in the case. It can be someone that lives with you or doesn't. You can choose whoever you like.
Okay, my roommate, her name's Nicole.
Okay, what's
and
Nicole's
it's
last name?
Miller.
Miller.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what's her phone number?
Area code 530, and hers is 868-8328.
And you do give me permission to contact if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, everything looks correct. What I'm going to do is just go over this really quick with you, and then I'm going to send you some documents to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then
okay.
Once you do that, I will give you the attorney's information that you've been assigned to, and then we'll move, then you'll pretty much be done. So a couple more minutes. Just to verify, Leanne, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were
yes.
diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Your diagnosis date was 8/15/2022, and you are between the ages of 18 and 79, approximately spraying it for 12 years. You did spray it for 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. I have your first name is L-E-E-A-N-N-E, last name Doss, D-O-S-S. Your birthday is 4/20/1979. I have your social as 556-650283. And I think we have everything else correct.
Yeah, that was correct too. So that was pretty good.
4-0 hand sprayer. I'm pretty sure everything's correct. I just want to go through it really quick. It's more about your the spelling of your first and last name. I got Inlo Regional Medical Center. Okay,
well, my name is Lee, but I was like in second grade, I got teased a lot because of Lee press on nails and I had a boy's haircut. So I
changed it
and
to Leanne.
One of my middle names. Yeah, Anne's one of my middle names. So I was just like, I'm just gonna make it Leanne.
Yeah. okay. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do is everything sounds correct, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the system's generating some documents for you to review and sign. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it's pretty simple, self-explanatory. You just follow the prompts. I'm going to text it to you because that seems like the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. And then just, yeah, as you're looking through it, just make sure everything is correct on the file before signing. You're going to want to adopt and sign a signature. It may ask you to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. And
okay.
Then your date of birth isn't in here. Oh, no, it's right there. That's weird. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, if anything looks wrong, let me know. So I just text it to you. Say, Courtney at Master Sports Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign. You're going to just follow the prompt, agree, press next. And then let me know once you press finish, and I'm going to send you the attorney's information.
Okay. SMS from Master Strategies. Yes. By email to enact on these documents. How do I sign it?
So what does it say? It says accept or start.
It says please review and act on these documents.
Okay, so press.
And then
press.
It says please sign. Oh, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm.
It's okay.
I really am a blonde, I promise.
It's okay. Hey, it's. And then, like, it'll probably have to use your pinky to sign. And then you press accept, agree, whatever it says, continue next, just tap those. And then you have to tap all the little yellow boxes to adopt the signature. And then once you get
I
to the
got it. It
bottom.
says drop. It says to draw it. So, oh shoot, that's not good. Let me try this again. Oh boy. Okay. Adopt and sign. Ay, clear. Oh, that made it so much easier.
Yeah.
Okay, since so you're done signing.
Okay, let me go ahead and look. Yeah, you can download the documents right there, or you can just it'll send you a PDF file to your email once you're
Okay.
finished as well. For your records, you want to go ahead and keep those. Again, just remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the attorney, so it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then also, just before we wrap up the call, I want to emphasize how important your role is in this process. This is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys call you. So again, I'm sending you my direct contact information as we speak. I didn't want you to send this to you and you got confused when you were signing. So hold on, round up.
Oh, okay.
Again, my name is Courtney, and that's my contact information. It's 949-386 1950. Leanne, I'm saving your number as well.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to send you another text message right now with the attorney's information. So Pulaski Law, it's like yeah, let me see. It's actually the law firms of Pulaski, the law firms of Robin Law and Pulaski Co-Counsel. They're going to call you from a 949 949, a 909 number. It's 909-906-3862. So when they
Oh,
call
okay.
you, you want to make sure you answer or call them back in a timely matter.
Okay.
Give or take, it might be a week or so before they reach out to you. I'm not sure on the time frame at this point. However, yeah, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me directly or to them moving forward. Also, if you can obtain any records to help support your case, I totally recommend that. And it was a pleasure speaking to you today. My sympathy goes out to you and your family. I hope this works out for you and you get the
Thank
compensation you
you. Thank
deserve.
you. You have a good day, hon.
Yeah. And let me know if you have any questions.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.